Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have effectively announced that they're quitting the firm, stepping back from their senior roles with the British royal family. The couple say they intend to become financially independent and divide their time between the UK and North America. This means they'll no longer serve as senior members of the royal family. Christopher Warwick is a royal biographer and commentator. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Tom.
They made this announcement on Instagram. How big is this moment for the British Crown?
Well, it's a surprising moment, let's put it like that. Yes, they did do it on Instagram, but Buckingham Palace also issued the announcement that Harry and Meghan issued. I think, you know, it's unprecedented. I can't remember anywhere in the past members of the royal family becoming part-time members of the royal family. And we're not really sure. I mean, this statement that was issued doesn't actually tell us a great deal. I think that when they say that they will tell us more in due course, it's one of these watch this space situations. But it does seem as though, you know, they're stepping aside as senior members of the royal family. We wait to hear what they actually plan to do and who they plan to be.
Well, he was born into the royal family, so you can't really leave the family. I mean, can you become a junior member, or have they completely split? I mean, how do we kind of really work out where they stand?
Well, it's a very good question. I mean, they don't really become junior members of the royal family, because junior members of the royal family are, for example, if I tell you that, let's say, the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester, the Duke and Duchess of Kent, they are junior members of the royal family. One of the reasons being that they're not the sovereign's family, and they are a goodly way down the line of succession. So that's what you get for a junior member of the royal family. Harry, of course, isn't so close to the throne now. It's not as though he's immediately in line to the throne. We've got Charles, William, George, as indeed was proved just recently with the photograph of the Queen and her three heirs that was released. Was it in a kind of preemptive move because they knew this statement was coming? It's possible. But what their roles are going to be, we actually wait to see, because the statement that they issued, in a way, is contradictory, because it's clear they're going to be doing their own thing, but they say, we now plan to balance our time between the UK and North America, continuing to honour our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth, and our patronage.
Mm.
Well, that's going to be quite a balancing act. And since they say they're stepping back from their roles, how are they going to juggle that? You know, as I have implied, there are a lot of unanswered questions. But we do have to remember that this is a statement that has only just been made. So this is a story that will obviously run.
There are some other famous moments where royals have stepped back from their responsibilities. Obviously, Prince Harry's great-great-uncle, King Edward VIII, abdicated the throne in 1936. Do you see this moment as sort of comparable to that kind of huge historic moment for the royal family?
No, not remotely. You know, Edward VIII was king. He was king and emperor of India. And as king, you know, the one constitutionally defined role is that of the sovereign, either the king or the queen regnant. So he abdicated the throne in order to pursue essentially a private life by marrying Mrs. Simpson. Here we've got Harry, who is, you know, he isn't king. He's not short of a total catastrophe. He's never likely to be king. But it is unprecedented in that the son of the Prince of Wales, the grandson of the reigning queen, has decided that he and his wife are going to step aside from their duties as senior members of the royal family.
Do you think conservative monarchists in the UK might be quite disappointed by this? Potentially people who maybe weren't that comfortable with Prince Harry marrying an American and may have warned that this would create complications, you know, generate lots of media interest and scrutiny that might be very hard for Prince Harry, given what his mother went through, and see what's happened overnight as, I guess, the playing out of those difficulties that he took on through that relationship.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think there are going to be a lot of people who are disappointed in their decision, will be very disappointed in him. You know, before they got married, a number of people actually asked me, is this going to work? Who is going to wear the trousers? And right from the get-go, the feeling I got all the way along the line was that it was Meghan who was going to be wearing the trousers. You know, people had said that in the interview they gave when they became engaged, it was Meghan who was doing most of the talking. And she, you know, I mean, we can speculate till the cows come home about whose decision this was, whether it was really a joint decision, whether it was Meghan saying, I'm not going to hack this for the rest of my life. But I think, you know, bottom line is we don't know. In the ITV interview that both of them gave to Tom Bradby when they were in Africa just recently, it was patently obvious that Meghan wasn't happy with the role that she was playing. And really, to a large degree, we found Harry echoing the same sentiments. You know, what we do have to remember is that a lot of their views will have been coloured by some often not very attractive media coverage. But, you know, I hate to say it, but it is a fact. This comes with the territory.
It must have been quite obvious that there'd be a lot of media scrutiny, a lot of pressure, a lot of adjustment for her to join the royal family and move to the UK. I imagine a lot of people are disappointed that, you know, not much more than 18 months later, they're talking about moving to America. It's a very interesting development, Christopher Warwick, and we thank you for your observations.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. That is Christopher Warwick, a royal biographer and commentator.